relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
To America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Do you guys know, just keep playing the music underneath, it's so lovely. It's Space 1999 for those of you on YouTube who don't get to hear our bumper music because that's how evil YouTube is. I just want to say how amazing you are. Yes, you, right there, listening to this radio show, you watching on YouTube, you are the best. Why? Well, can I just tell you something? Almost $30,000 has been raised on this show alone because of your love for your fellow man and especially the suffering children in our hemisphere. You have donated through my show alone in just over a week almost $30,000 for Food for the Poor that is helping children around this hemisphere who are in far greater need than we are here in America. Could you imagine not having food for your children? Listen to Marta in Guatemala speaking through an interpreter.
I tell them that today we cannot eat, but another day we will have food. Yeah, we need to work in order to have food to put in our plate. I ask God for help for my children and to give us bread to have each day something to eat.
I tell my children today they won't eat, maybe tomorrow, and maybe God will provide. You can be the person that makes the difference. You can actually do God's work. Please continue to donate. If you haven't, just go today to my website, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, and click on the emergency food relief banner and make it a donation in any amount. $37, a one-time donation of $37, will feed one of those children in Guatemala three times a day for 6 months. Wow. That is God's work. You can call Food for the Poor on 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. But it's just as easy. Go to my website, make a difference today, help these children, sebgorka.com, emergency relief banner. Thank you, thank you, thank you to all who've already donated. If you haven't, and if you can, please do so today. First guest of the hour is a good friend of the show. He is a man who's dedicated years of his life to uncovering corruption in the swamp. You know him. He's Peter Schweitzer. Peter, welcome back to America First.
Seb, always great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Follow him right now on Twitter, Peter Schweitzer, S-C-H-W-I-W-E-I-Z-E-R. Peter, I've been talking about the many, many reasons why an individual called Biden should not be running for Congress. In recent weeks, much has been said about his health, his clear cognitive capacity issues, whether it's premature senility or something else. You can do it 3 hours a day for weeks and weeks on his racism, on his bigotry, on his support of segregation, on his statements about segregationists being fine gentlemen. But Peter, you have the facts. You've written the book Profiles in Corruption, great title, by the way. that gives us chapter and verse about the Biden clan, the corruption of this family. Explain to us, well, we're so used to it, so inured, we're so cynical to the corruption of the Washington swamp. But there's something special about Biden. This isn't just quote-unquote everyday corruption, is it, Peter?
No, it's not, Seb. You're exactly right. I mean, look, I've been exposing corruption in D.C. for more than a decade. I wrote a book on insider trading on the stock market by members of Congress. I've looked at the Clintons. I've looked at people on both sides of the aisle. What makes the Biden corruption different is we're not talking about just some government contracts being given to a family member or, you know, some payoff from somebody who wanted a favor in Washington. What makes the Biden corruption unique is that the Biden family, most specifically his son, Hunter Biden, received corrupt deals and money from a foreign government, not a foreign company, a foreign government. And more specifically, Seb, not just any foreign government. That foreign government is America's chief rival on the global stage, which is the People's Republic of China. So, you know, you have a situation where Joe Biden is vice president of the United States. His son, who has really no background in China or in finance or in private equity, is given a series of deals by the Chinese government that have made him a wealthy man. One expert told FactCheck.org that one of the deals alone is worth probably $20 to $30 million. So the question becomes, you know, when we look at corruption, people can get frustrated. They can say, oh, well, everybody's corrupt. But the Biden corruption is unique and unusual. I have not encountered in my research and in my investigative work in this area any instance where a senior politician's family took sweetheart deals from a foreign government, specifically a foreign government that was the chief rival of the United States on the world stage. That, to me, is unprecedented.
So I learned this when I went into the White House. I went in there expecting to do what I've been doing for more than a decade, which was counterterrorism work. I came in, got my clearances, read the intel briefs, the daily classified briefings, and I realized we're going to deal with Iran. We're going to deal with ISIS, which we have. We're going to deal with Russia. But the only strategic threat we face, the only true near-peer competitor, is China. And China wants to do us down, wants to displace us and become a hegemonic global actor. But, Peter, it's not just about Hunter Biden's deals with the communist state that is China and the National Bank of Communist China when his father was vice president and point person for China policy under the Obama administration. Peter, you paint an incredible picture of a panoply, a whole cornucopia of corruption that affects multiple members of the Biden family. Could you just tease out a little bit more? People need to read Profiles in Corruption, but what else are we talking about inside the Biden family and their massive scale corruption?
Yes, absolutely. We call them the Biden Five, because there are five members of the Biden family who have cashed in. But let me just highlight a really important point before I get to that, Seb. You talked about the view that China is the strategic threat that the United States faces the most. And there's a growing consensus to that among Republicans and Democrats. Someone who does not share that view is Joe Biden.
Yes.
Joe Biden has explicitly said he does not see them as a threat. He mocks the fact that they're a threat. He says these are good people, and he has said repeatedly he believes the rise of a strong China is good for the United States. So people need to look at that and look at the fact that they've got these commercial deals with the Chinese and wonder if the Chinese are getting something that they're paying for in that arrangement. But to your point, Hunter Biden has these deals overseas. You've got Joe Biden's sister, Valerie Biden, who's made millions of dollars serving as a campaign consultant to her brother's campaigns, which is certainly unusual, the fact that you're paying a family member to run your political campaigns. You have another sibling, that would be his brother, Frank, that did deals overseas that involved government contracts during the Biden administration. You have his brother, James, who was involved in a startup construction company that received contracts to do Iraqi reconstruction projects, even though that James Biden had no background in construction. And, of course, who was in charge of the overseeing Iraqi reconstruction at the time? That was his brother, Joe Biden, the vice president of the United States. And then you finally have Valerie Biden, who's Joe Biden's daughter, and her husband have a company called Startup Health, which Joe Biden and the son-in-law basically bragged they helped start in the Oval Office with a meeting with Barack Obama, which led to a whole host of opportunities at federal conferences with federal contractors, et cetera. So you're quite right. This is not just about Hunter Biden and one family member. In fact, it's really hard. I have not found one, an immediate family member of Joe Biden that hasn't in some way cashed in massively with corrupt deals with Joe Biden when he was vice president of the United States.
It's truly outrageous. We're out of time. We have a couple of seconds left. I'm going to ask you the naive question, Peter. After decades and decades of corruption, billion-dollar deals, tens of millions of dollars going into the pockets of the Biden corrupt organized crime clan, is there any expectation that if he became president, he wouldn't be corrupt anymore?
No. In fact, he's doubled down. I mean, when he went from being in the Senate for 35 years and then becoming vice president, when he became vice president, they kicked it into high gear. They got bigger deals overseas.
He has sold this country out for decades. And if he's president, it will continue. God bless you, Peter, for all the work you do. The book is Profiles in Corruption. Follow him right now on Twitter, Peter Schweizer. That's S-C-H-W-E-I-Z-E-R. I'm Sebastian Gorka, back with Lord Conrad Black. Don't touch that dial.
Sebastian, well, listen to him. He's with us.
The sheer audacity, how dare they, whilst I'm going downstairs for a slice of pizza, announce the vice presidential nominee pick for Joe Biden. Yes, they have the breaking news, if you haven't heard it. Kamala Harris has been added to the Beijing Biden ticket. We have so much to discuss. I will ask our regular guest right now for his reaction. He is the author of Donald J. Trump, A President Like No Other, Lord Conrad Black, historian, columnist, financier. Follow him right now, Conrad M. Black. Lord Black, your initial response to this breaking news.
Well, thank you, Sebastian. It's not a surprise. She was the most widely spoken of candidate. I don't see that it does much for them. In the first place, they already have California, so what do they need it for? In the second place, frankly, I hate to be ungracious, but she started out as a virtual co-front runner and faded down to zero because her answer to everything was to have a national conversation about it. And I was just appalled at how unprepared she was. And she's an attractive candidate, apparently. I mean, she's articulate and presentable, and of course represents the largest or most populous state. But I found her a very weak candidate running for the nomination. So how much stronger is she going to be running for vice president?
Well,
I'm glad, of course, that she's got over her case of irritation that then-Senator Biden opposed school busing all around every metropolitan area in the United States, moving millions and millions of children, black and white and other, all out of their neighborhoods to get racial balance in every school, which was an insane policy that Mr. Nixon spared the country by getting local organizations to agree formulas for desegregation. But that she made Biden back down on that issue, in my opinion, showed that neither of them have any judgment. Biden was right to oppose it 40 years ago. And wrong to concede the point this year.
There's perhaps only two reasonable or not reasonable, two obvious answers as to why it had to be Kamala Harris, Lord Black. And the first is identity politics because of her gender and the pallor of her skin. And then secondly, as we see in the last 9 weeks, the violence on the streets, as a former prosecutor, is that something we expect them to exploit, or is that actually more dangerous for the Biden-Harris ticket?
Well, look, I think that her record as a prosecutor is not one that the more assertive African-Americans now are particularly pleased with. I think she's seen as somebody who was too enthused about sending people to prison. And of course, there's an imbalance, in a racial imbalance in the proportion of incarcerated people. I mean, there's an imbalance, unfortunately, in the number of crimes committed, too. But she was seen as a somewhat more severe prosecutor than the Democratic Party would be happy with today. And I don't think she's going to bring a whole lot of law and order credibility to things. But on the other hand, the Democrats engaged in such an absolutely unprecedented amount of myth-making, they may now resurrect her as a virtual, hanging Judge Harris, as somebody who will sort out the legitimate agitators for fair treatment and the end of misconduct by police towards African Americans, sort those decent, sincere, crusading reformers from brutal, traditional, nasty prosecutors of the kind that were frequently and with some justice opposed by the African American community. Maybe they'll just reinvent her. They've reinvented everything else.
we have seen a surfeit of myth-making in the last 4 years in the United States, especially coming from the left. We have to discuss your latest article in American Greatness, a blueprint for a pacifist socialist republic. But given that we now have the left-wing ticket, on the right, we have the choice of the president's location for his nomination acceptance speech, which likely will be Gettysburg. And I must play for you, Conrad, a video clip from CNN yesterday when they heard of the president's suggestion for where he will make that speech. Cut three, Eric.
I think that now we're looking at Gettysburg, where the president has in recent weeks really taken it upon himself to do his best to shore up the Confederacy, right? That we keep Confederate flags and monuments to Confederate generals going. That, too, leaves you scratching your head.
It's all a bit nutty. I mean, here is Donald Trump defending Confederate monuments, staying up, refusing to strip the name of rogue traitors like Bragg from federal courts, now talking about speaking at Gettysburg. Remember, not giving a speech there about public policy, but self-aggrandizing himself, making that the center of the Republican National Committee.
I won't dwell on the terminology. I'm not sure what a rogue traitor is. But the idea that shoring up the Confederacy, Lord Black, is one of the pillars of the Trump administration?
Yeah, well, of course, that is nonsense. And indeed, if you want to shore up the Confederacy and, dust off all the vapors of Gone with the Wind and so forth, the way to do it is not to celebrate the great victory of the Army of Potomac over General Lee, who barely escaped with his army intact and was thereafter the head of a defeated and retreating army. That day, July the 4th, 1863, the last of the three-day battle of Gettysburg and simultaneously the siege of Vicksburg on the Mississippi, where General Grant reduced that fortress. But the Confederacy took 100,000 casualties in those two engagements, and after that they were on the skids. Their only hope was if Lincoln was not reelected, and of course he was reelected.
Yes, indeed, but that requires some basic knowledge of history, which you can actually get from the incredible works of our guest, our regular guest, not just basic knowledge, but intricate knowledge of how we got to where we are today. Start with his latest, newly revised, it is Donald J. Trump, A President Like No Other, then his works on Nixon, on Roosevelt, and then, of course, his special Flight of the Eagle, the grand strategies that brought America from colonial dependence to world leadership, something that will be severely challenged if there is a Biden presidency. We will talk about that vision as explicated in American Greatness from our guest's latest piece. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Black back with Lord Back momentarily. We are broadcasting, live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook, available on Instagram TV, and wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget to check out our website, sebgorka.com, for the latest and our best segments. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. Back with Lord Black momentarily. Don't touch that dial. The Trump campaign has a special offer just for you. President Trump really wants you to have a signed 2020 Make America Great Again hat. He wants to make sure the lucky winner is one of his top supporters. Be sure to enter soon, because this is an opportunity you don't want to miss. This offer is only going to a very select group of supporters, and you're one of them. All you have to do is text Gorka to 88022 today for your chance to win a signed 2020 Make America Great Again hat and own a piece of history. Yes, signed by the president. Again, that's G-O-R-K-A to 88022 to enter to win this contest and join President Trump in the fight to keep America great for four more years. This was paid for by Donald J. Trump for President, Inc. Families hanging white flags outside their doors as an indication they've run out of food. For families in Guatemala and the other countries food for the poor serves, COVID-19 is more than just a medical crisis. Because access to food has been cut off by the restrictions of the pandemic, even families accustomed to working hard to take care of their children today hear their children beg them for something to eat. Informal markets are shut down, curfews are in place, crops can't be planted, and parents can't even earn the couple of dollars a day they relied on to provide for their children. Today, I'm partnering with Food for the Poor and you to get emergency food relief into the hands of the most vulnerable, the children. Your one-time gift of $111 provides three children emergency food relief for the next 6 months. A one-time gift of $185 feeds five children for 6 months. Make your most generous gift today by calling 855-330-4673. That's 855-330-HOPE. Or you can give online at sebgorka.com, that's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com, by clicking the red emergency food relief banner. Make a difference for a child at sebgorka.com.
I come out of the black community in terms of my support. The only African-American woman that ever been elected to the United States Senate.
No,
my point
no, that's
is,
not true. The other
that's
one
not
is
true.
Here.
I said the first.
Thank
I said the first African-American elected. First African-American. So my point is that one of the reasons I was picked.
A testy Joe Biden on the debate stage being made fun of by the individual who has been declared as his vice president nominee, Kamala Harris. That is the breaking news. We will have, I'm sure, more use of that audio and video cut in the future by many hosts. We are back with our regular guest, Lord Conrad Black. Follow him on Twitter, Conrad M. Black, and order his book, Donald J. Trump, A President Like No Other. In your latest piece, I just want to read, for those who haven't read it, you really have to read this man's regular column at American Greatness, amgreatness.com. former Vice President Joe Biden, a venerable wheelhorse for 50 years of elective service, who has never demonstrated any vote-winning ability outside of his little state of Delaware with 400,000 voters, bombed badly in the early primaries, placing fourth in Iowa and fifth in New Hampshire. The only slightly less was behind the Vermont socialist Bernie Sanders, the only slightly less socialistic pseudo-native American Senator Elizabeth Warren, an affluent gay young mayor of a city of about 100,000, Pete Buttigieg, and the unfrightening but somewhat plodding and Mondelean senator from Minnesota, Amy Klobuchar. That is a fabulous summary of this strange, as you describe it, Wagnerian year we have experienced. How did we arrive at Joe Biden? Is it laziness? Is it a knee jerk? Is it just the establishment being the establishment, Conrad?
Well, I think the powers that be in the Democratic Party, and to be fair, they are professionals. I mean, you know, when they set out to sandbag Hillary Clinton and put in Obama, it happened. When they set out to sandbag Sanders and put in Hillary, that happened. When they set out to sandbag Sanders again, that happened. I mean, Joe Biden went in 2 weeks from being a loser who got, I think, 11% of the vote in New Hampshire to being basically the nominee presumptive, because he picked up a lot of states, some of which he hadn't set foot in for years. They are a powerful group, and I'm not sure who they all are, but they're, you know, some of them are, you know, Perez and others are there. But the fact is, they couldn't have a Marxist candidate. They couldn't have Sanders. So they went, and you know, Warren isn't, in ideological terms, a great deal more palatable and has other vulnerabilities. And Buttigieg is, you know, he's a very articulate man, but he at this stage, anyway, he's not a president. I mean, you don't go from being mayor of Fort Wayne, Indiana, running a rather esoteric campaign as he did, to being president in one leap. So, you know, Sanders was the man, and so they put him in. One, I don't think they realized just how should I put it, I don't want to be unkind here or ungracious, but, you know, just how implausible he is at times as a presentable, articulate, coherent candidate. And two, I don't know that they realized that what would then happen, either be necessary or happen even if it wasn't necessary, to preserve the unity of the party, having in effect cheated Sanders out of the nomination, was to sign on to almost all Sanders' program. So you've got the worst of both worlds. You've got a very tired candidate with what amounts to a Marxist program. Now, they managed to disguise it behind the terror that the Democratic media whipped up over the pandemic and the rioting that started out, no doubt, as sincere crusaders for racial justice, scandalized as everybody was who watched that awful video of the death of Mr. Floyd, but quickly became urban guerrillas and anti-white terrorists whom the Democrats and the media kind of turned their back on and pretended until this week were, quote, peaceful protesters. But with all this going on, they managed to portray for a time the president as President Chaos. So they were carried upwards in the polls, just floated upwards because of the turbulence in the water, you know, like foam on top of the ocean. But it's not real. It's a levitation. I mean, when the country gets a look at Biden as a candidate and what his program is, it won't fly, Sebastian. If the United States votes for that, it really is loading. It's playing Russian roulette with all six barrels loaded, and it's not going to do it. It's not a country with a death wish. There is a substantial and a distressing number of Americans who effectively dislike the country and profess to be patriotic because if it was the way they wanted it, they would be patriotic.
It's sort of
like Michelle Obama when her husband's elected, saying, yes, for the first time, I'm proud of my country. Well, there are people like that, but most Americans love their country, and they're right to love their country, and they won't stand for it, in my opinion.
That is the question in 83 days. Is it love of country, capacity to save the nation, or those who wish chaos upon it? He is Lord Conrad Black. Follow him at Conrad M. Black. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. If you are suffering pain today, please allow me to suggest an alternative from your usual course of action. It is a substance. It is a product that is absolutely drug-free and which works by attacking the inflammation that causes your pain. Find out today how incredible it is by going to ReliefFactor.com and trying the 3-week quick starter pack. Don't hesitate. It could be your success story next. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Whole truth, nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty, America First.
He's from Georgia. He's a congressman, but he's going to be a senator. He's a good friend to the show. He's Representative Doug Collins. Congressman Collins, welcome back to America First.
It's always good to be with you.
We have to talk about all kinds of things that are happening in the daily news, but your reaction, I have one question, the only question that really matters. Is the election in 83 days' time going to be tougher or easier for those who love this country and for President Trump, given the announcements of a few minutes ago with regard to Kamala Harris?
Oh, well, I think when people look at it, it'd be easier. I mean, the super liberal for the super unaware. I mean, really? That's the pairing we have? But I do have a question about this. This is important. For all your listeners, I love they go to my website, they go on Twitter, find it. But I'm going to think about this. Does this mean that Kamala now has to go to the basement?
Oh, that is a good question. Does she have to be sequestered?
Just asking for a friend.
Or another asking basement. Maybe she has to be in her own basement. We need two basements. We need a Biden basement and we need a Harris basement.
Exactly. Only Jill Biden gets to go outside the basement, and I understand why. You know, because she understands that we have to go on with life. Her husband doesn't seem to want to believe that. They keep him in the basement. So I'm just wondering if they're going to have to keep Kamala in the basement as well.
Not
let her get out anymore.
Are they going to have one shared campaign basement or two? We don't know yet, but it's a wonderful question. Congressman Collins, let's talk about stuff that really matters. We have been told for weeks now that when a group of rioters, demonstrators, or even politicians say, defund the police, they don't mean defund the police. Could you get out your magic decoder ring and translate for us what they really mean?
They really mean actually get rid of the police. Wow. It's a shocking statement when they say defund the police, and then they actually follow through on it, as we saw in Seattle and everywhere else. For all the liberal press who cannot believe that, you know, this is the path that they're going down, it's just shocking the mental gymnastics that they go through to allow these folks on the left to get away with it. It's just amazing. But we saw it last night, and you saw it in Seattle, coming to a city near you. More riots, more problems, more murders, more robberies, because you're going to have less police and less civilians.
So when they say defund the police, it means defund the police.
Yeah, I mean, it's all it means. And it's just a breakdown. Remember, what they're wanting is the Antifa, the Black, you know, all these Black Lives Matter, all these riots that are going on. Like I said, when do you take to a peaceful protest a sledgehammer and industrial-grade fireworks? That just doesn't happen. That's not peaceful protest. They're wanting the breakdown in society so that people are scared. When people are scared, they look to others to protect them. They want an answer that is easy. And they're going, and they believe that government is the answer. That's not what it is. And they're trying to tear down the civil society that we know of by defacting our police. And that's just wrong. And, you know, we've got to stand up against that.
Absolutely. Talk to us about the events of the last few days here. We had the Democrats trying to stuff huge amounts of pork for their buddies into the next coronavirus, Chinese virus response bill. The president took executive action in the meantime. Is this the story of America for the next few months, that we're just having Democrats stopping the measures to help Americans, Congressman?
Well, it's been the story from Nancy Pelosi for the last 18 months. I mean, or longer, as you look at it, for since she took over, she's done nothing to advance helping Americans. She has done everything to help advance the Democratic National Committee, and now I guess Biden and Harris to become the president and vice president on November 3rd. We don't see this anymore. The president has had to take action several times during the last year or so simply because the Democrats will not do anything to help the American people. I mean, look, it should happen through legislators. He shouldn't have to do this. We need to go back in and we need to fix this and do what needs to happen, but not just lace it up with pork for everybody and, you know, and keeping people with a disincentive to work. That's the most hideous part about some of this, is they're wanting to keep things closed down so that people are dependent on the government.
He's Congressman Doug Collins. You can follow him, Rep. Doug Collins, but he's also running for Senate in Georgia. Support him. I already have endorsed him. DougForGeorgia.com. That's DougForGeorgia.com. Congressman, in the last couple of minutes we have with you, what is your message to those who think that this is just another election?
Well, it's just not another election. If you don't believe me, we had no greater episode of it than what I have lived through and the country lived through since January of last year, where it's get nothing done. You know, for a long time, the Republicans were made fun of, said, Democrats really don't want to get rid of your guns. Then welcome Beto O'Rourke. No, really, Democrats don't want to have socialized medicine. Welcome to the Bernie Sanders health care plan. Then they said, oh, the Democrats really don't want to destroy industry for an environmental plan. Welcome to the new Green Deal from AOC. If you want to see what will happen, if you elect a president from the Democratic Party and you were to somehow get the Democrats to have both the House and Senate, they will make Biden and Obama's first term look like a piece of just ancient history. They will go so fast socializing this country. This is not another election. People have to get out there and go at it.
And your message specifically for the people of Georgia and regarding your race, Congressman?
It's real easy. There's one conservative in the race, and there's one who tried to wake up as a senator and forget her liberal past. And it's real easy to see. It's one thing to go on and say, oh, we're against Black Lives Matter and all these riots going on. But yet, Sasson, for 3 years before, while she owned the WNBA team, her WNBA team was helping the Black Lives Matter movement. She was helping Planned Parenthood. She was helping Michael Bloomberg on his gun control agenda. All I say to the people of Georgia is look at the real issue and know that there's one conservative who supported this president, supported our country, and there's one who decided to become a conservative when she got appointed to senator.
All right. That message is convincing enough for me. It's DougForGeorgia.com. Congressman Doug Collins, keep doing what you do. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Back to your calls here on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Do you have a cell phone? I know you have a cell phone. If it's with one of the big companies, guess what? You are funding causes that you hate. Every month, they actually donate money from your bill to things like gun control, Planned Parenthood, or even Democrat candidates. Why would you do that? Don't support those who hate America. Go with the only Christian conservative cell phone company rated number one in customer service. That's Patriot Mobile. Right now, because of the incredible times we find ourselves in where people want to support our students and try to get them back to school as soon as possible, they have a special Patriot Mobile's School Days program until September the 12th. If you switch your line, they will donate a portion of your bill to Students for Life, educating teens and young adults on pro-life choices. And there are so many other conservative organizations that you can support through your phone provider, such as the NRA, the Susan B. Anthony List, and so many, many more. Until September 12th, you can get a free phone or a free month of service and even build your own custom bundle with multi-line discounts. Go right now to patriotmobile.com/GORKA or call their U.S.-based team, yes, here in the U.S., on 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468, or just go, it's just as easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Back with your calls here on America First on the Salem Radio Network. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't you go anywhere.
Mm-hmm. America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
And also, we must recognize our incredible sponsor, Mike Lindell of MyPillow, the man who guarantees a good night's sleep for you. 51 million pillows sold. I rest my head on them every night. The president uses them too. Get up to 50% off all his incredible products at MyPillow.com, promo code Gorka. Call them 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. My colleague Tom, he's a cheeky chap. He just texted me this. Biden picks Kamala Harris. Good news! She'll scare away normal voters. But bad news, she may deliver California for the Democrats. Oh, wait. Yes, Tom, you nailed it. Let's go to the man who's been waiting the longest. Oh, my gosh, it is a testament to perseverance. It is our friend in New Jersey, Leonardo. Welcome and thank you for your patience.
Oh, you're quite welcome. I wanted to thank everybody knows you're great, but I never mention your staff. They're really excellent, Jeff and Eric.
Stop it. Stop praising them. It's all about me. It's all about the talent. Now, we have a wonderful team here. And Jeff, you guys, the pranksters, the losers, the snowflakes who call in, we get you every time, and it's so much fun. And one of them just dropped off after phoning in. You guys are pathetic, but thank you for the kind words. Yes, I will throw them a little doggy bone later.
That person that jumped off, he was a snowflake coward. I would just like to say, what a great show. Conrad Black, Ben Carson, really terrific show today. And there's so much there, but talking about the content of a person's character, well, Biden comes up an empty suit. So anybody that's out there listening, thinking about voting for Joe Biden, ask yourself, who are you really voting for?
Yes.
Because he's so empty, so corrupt. I don't even think he has an identity of his own anymore.
No, you encapsulated it perfectly. If you are considering voting for Joe Biden, who are you actually voting for? Because you know one thing, Leonardo, you're not voting for Joe Biden, are you?
That's correct. Angela Davis just endorsed him and said that he's the most effectively pressured, and she's the biggest Marxist there is. And Kamala Harris, I guess she identifies as a lady, as a female, because she slept her way to the top with Willie Brown. And I think she gets all the dope she smokes from Comrade de Blasio in New York City, because he's got the best weed. Because she doesn't even know that Biden was right, that she's not an African-American. Her lineage is Jamaican, and that her grandparents used to own slaves. So that's going to play real good.
Actually, for those who haven't heard that before, that's really important. If you weren't listening in the break, Leonardo's absolutely right. One parent from India, another from Jamaica, and the one that came from Jamaica, Kamala Harris's forefathers, owned slaves. How's that going to work? Thank you, Leo. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Back with Duck Dynasty's Phil Robertson and Katie McFarland.